This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends. Another county is now under spotted lanternfly quarantine. Also, will ticks be worse this year given the mild winter? Giants getting rid of a number of delivery driver jobs. And also, no, Wawa Tiki Bar boats aren't real. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Greene County is now under spotted lanternfly quarantine, reports Pittsburgh's Action News 4. State Agriculture Secretary Russell Redding confirmed this information last week, making Greene County the last in the Pittsburgh region to come under the quarantine. Like all other areas under quarantine, any vehicle heading out of Greene County will now have to file for a permit showing they can recognize lanternflies and their egg masses, and also know how to destroy them in order to mitigate their spread. The department also emphasized that lanternfly eggs will be hatching within a matter of weeks, although there's still time to destroy them. To learn more about that, feel free to click on the related podcast article. It was a pretty mild winter this year, all things considered, reports Lehigh Valley Live. That being said, some people have been wondering whether or not the mild climate will make tick season worse this year. Thank goodness no, is the answer to that. Experts in the field have said that just because there wasn't a cold winter to cut down on tick numbers that can survive to the spring doesn't mean there's going to be more ticks lurking around woods and backyards. Nevertheless, as ticks are starting their lurking now, be sure to take the proper precautionary measures, like using repellent when going outside and checking yourself for ticks before you come back inside. Giant is getting rid of delivery driver jobs at its Giant Direct store in Camp Hill, states Penn Live. Customers will still be able to order groceries, it's just that the store will now be using a third-party partner to complete deliveries. This, explains Giant, is to ensure shoppers get their orders faster and more efficiently. All affected employees were offered comparable positions at the company's other e-commerce facilities, with 80% of them accepting these new positions. Hate to break it to you, but no, the floating Wawa Tiki bars aren't real, mourns Philly Voice. It was just a cruel, cruel April Fool's prank. The rumor started after Paul Hanna, a floating tiki bar tour boat in Ocean City, said via Instagram they had partnered with Wawa to launch a special tiki bar boat next month that was fully Wawa-themed, sandwiches and all. But alas, it was too good to be true. Another prank that was pulled concerning fake food, which honestly, thank God, was when an ice cream brand from Philadelphia revealed its new Glizzy Split, a vanilla sundae wedge between two hot dogs and topped with mustard, pickles, and ketchup. Ugh. That wraps up today's episode. For more Pennsylvania news and beyond, drop by PennLive.com. And please don't forget to rate this podcast and to leave it an honest review, too. Thanks in advance, and as always, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and we'll talk tomorrow during more Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.